In the case of the Army alone, a return to the caps Congress enacted in the 2011 Budget Control Act would mean a $400 million cut during 2016. The other services did not provide precise figures, but said they'd see similar impacts. Terry Halverson is the acting DOD Chief Information Officer.
Sequestration will delay the modernization 2 to 3 years. And that comes with all of the things you've heard today. If we don't do that, we will be more vulnerable. We will, maybe using your definition, sir, of cloud, if we don't get some of the modernization, we won't support the warfighters. They will be at risk.
In testimony before the House Armed Services Committee, officials said the reduced funding level would affect day-to-day network operations and might have visible impacts on military training, readiness, and business operations. Brigadier General Kevin Nally, the Marine Corps CIO, says he's most troubled by the impact of the cuts on his service's IT workforce.
Our biggest concern is people. So if we have to reduce funding, and then the people that actually defend and protect the network, and we have to let those people go, that's our concern. And again, that gets back to my first priority. It's the people. If I don't have the right people to operate and defend the network's worthless.
But Halverson says BCA-level spending is particularly worrisome for the delays it will impose on the department's cybersecurity modernization. Without elaborating, he said the cyber capabilities of other nation states and terrorist groups have grown markedly over the last 3 to 5 years, and that a modernization delay for DOD would mean it would be more vulnerable even to relatively unsophisticated hackers.
Particularly if we get sequestration, which would not impact, say, some larger countries in the world that we were all concerned with, they will gain. I mean, that is a fact. I think right now we are in a good position in terms of the edge. But in IT, that edge can disappear so very quickly. And very candidly, this is public knowledge, that the Chinese, the Russians, other groups are making investments in all of these areas. If we are not able to continue our plan, we will lose some of that edge and they will gain capability.
The timing of the IT cutbacks would coincide with a key point in the department's overall plan for network modernization, the Joint Information Environment, just as JIE begins to transition from an ethereal concept to a more defined roadmap with concrete deliverables. The first of them is Joint Regional Security Stacks, the plan to collapse several thousand service-specific security monitoring points into roughly 50 common shared gateways, serving geographic locations around the world. JRSS hardware and software has been installed at 10 sites so far, and one of them, at Joint Base San Antonio, became the first to take over security monitoring duties from the Army and Air Force's legacy networks last year. Lieutenant General Robert Farrell is the Army's CIO.
And we've also passed traffic, both Air Force and Army traffic, over the same network between Joint Base San Antonio as well as Montgomery, Alabama. And so again, that is the first step towards progress, physical progress with this effort. We've taken lessons learned from that that initial site, and we're going to incorporate that on all the follow-on sites, both CONUS and OCONUS.
But DOD is planning a significant JRSS ramp-up in 2015 and 2016, the same year in which the budget caps would kick back in. It intends to bring one of the security stacks online in Europe this fiscal year and add three more in Southwest Asia sometime in the next 9 months. The Army and Air Force will provide most of the funding for the JRSS migration in 2016 and 2017, Halverson says, because they're beginning the department-wide security consolidation from different starting points compared with the Navy and Marine Corps.
When we look at what the current condition is, the Department of Navy, and for truth in advertising, my previous job was the Department of Navy's Chief Information Officer, collapsed its systems first around NGEN and previous NMCI. They are in some cases better positioned because of that to do and see their network better. The Air Force and Army are moving very rapidly in that direction. The reason they are moving first behind JRSS is that will give them the same level of capability that the Marine Corps and Navy enjoy now. When the Navy and the Marine Corps, we go to JRSS 2.0, That gives everybody increased capability, and everybody will move on that.
DoD expects the Army and Air Force to complete their migration to JRSS by the end of fiscal 2017. The Navy and Marine Corps will make a more gradual transition, using the technical refresh money already allocated to their Next Generation Enterprise Network contract to integrate their networks with JRSS by 2018.
That is an aggressive schedule to get all of the networks and the complexity done, but I think it is the right schedule and one that I do not think we can let slip. That is the goal. I briefed the tank 2 weeks ago. All of the service chiefs are 100% behind that and committed to making sure that we do not slip that date.
Part of the money to pay for JRSS also came from a new scrub of DoD IT and business processes the department launched last year. The Business Process Systems Review is co-led by the DoD CIO and its Deputy Chief Management Officer. It began with the Office of Secretary of Defense and the defense agencies, and when it came time to examine the Defense Information Systems Agency, the review found $20 million that could be reallocated from DISA contracts. Halverson says the review process will move on to start looking at the spending of the military departments in the coming months.
We are asking the question, what IT business should DoD be directly in, and at what level should we be in it? And I think that is a key question. We may need your help in changing the business model, particularly in certain areas. We need to look at how we can expand private-public partnership, particularly in the area of data distribution or data centers. How can I take, in my case, maybe a DISA data center, realign it into a more public-private partnership and get full value out of what can be commercial rate improvements? I think we will need to work some legislation to make that easier for all of us to get done.
Halverson did not expand on the legislation he'd like to see, nor was he asked to by members of the subcommittee. But in past discussions with reporters, he's hinted at ideas like allowing private providers who are hosting DoD data to set up shop on military bases and also sell hosting services to their commercial clients. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.